神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Glad to be with you again.
很高兴再次跟你在一起。
People want a comfortable, satisfying friendship with the most significant person in our life, which is our mother.
在我们的人生里面，当你希望有一个最有意义、对你最有意义的那种最亲密的友谊关系的人，应该是你的母亲。
But the realities really fall short of our ideals.
可是事实上跟理想却差得很远。
Some of you may be experiencing mother trouble.
很多人甚至经验到母亲带给你的困扰。
Let me give you a few areas that may be bothering you.
比如说我给你几个领域会干扰你的地方。
Let's look at some areas where we may be having some problems.
我们来看一看有一些地方是我们跟妈妈有关，有一些麻烦的地方。
Maybe you're unable to communicate with her.
比如说呢，你没有办法跟她沟通。
Maybe she lacks respect for the choices and values that you have.
或许她对你的这种决定的那种价值从来不尊重。
Maybe she refuses to accept your family or your friends.
或许她拒绝接纳你的朋友或者是你自己的家。
Maybe she's not giving you freedom to have your own separate life.Without telling you you're losing her love.
或许她从来没有给你自由，让你有自己独立的时候，不然的话就会跟你说你会失去她。
Maybe you feel like you're always misunderstood by her.
或许你常常觉得是被妈妈误解了。
Difficult to say no and confront her.
在她面前很难对她说不要，而且呢，面对她。
Maybe you have to hide your real self.And be perfect.
或许你必须要来隐藏你真正自然的自己，要在他面前假装很完美。
Maybe you're responsible to make her think that she is perfect.
那或许呢，你觉得你对他有责任，让母亲觉得母亲自己是完美的。
Maybe you're feeling guilty when you don't take care of her as she wants you to.
当你没有办法照顾母亲的时候，而她却要你照顾她，你觉得有这种亏欠感。
There may be a conflict over how she and your husband or wife interacts.
有时候是母亲跟你的先生或你的太太之间有一些冲突。
Maybe your problem is you feel guilty over not living up to her expectations and wishes for you.
有时候因为你没有达到她对你的期待或对你的理想，所以你觉得有罪恶感。
Maybe there's a sorrow that your mother can't seem to understand or comprehend your pain.
有时候你里面有一些难过的地方，妈妈永远没有办法了解。
Do you find yourself childlike in her presence?
有没有发现有时候在她母亲在的时候，你自己像个孩子一样？
Do you feel sometimes frustrated over the way she seems so self-absorbed in her and just her?
有时候你看到母亲的那种很自我的个性呢，让你觉得非常的挫败。
Do you feel like cringing?When she treats your children the way she treated and hurt you,
有时候她对待你的孩子像她对待你一样的时候，很让你觉得很困惑。
You see, this list could go on, but it points to a fundamental truth.
我可以继续的再举例子，但是呢，基本上只有一个基本的道理。
Our relationship with our mother, either in the past or present, hasn't left us where we want to be.
意思是说呢，不管是过去或现在跟妈妈的关系，我们希望的不要存在的那个部分呢，仍然不会离开我们。
You may wish that your mother had prepared you better for life.
或许你但愿你的妈妈曾经更好的、更完善来准备你去面对人生。
Not only does the quality of your relationship with your mother dictate how things go between the two of you, it also impacts all the rest of the areas of your life.
不只是妈妈过去或现在在控制你或影响你的部分，而且以后你们的关系会影响到你日后的人生。
Not only do we learn our patterns of how to be intimate or how to relate to people from our mothers,
不但呢，我们从妈妈会学到以后我们该怎么样跟别人有亲密的关系，或者跟别人建立关系。
But we also learn about how to handle failure.
甚至呢，与妈妈的关系也会影响到以后我们怎么样来面对我们的失败。
How to deal with troublesome emotions.
我们怎么样来面对我们处理我们心里面情绪的困扰。
To learn how to face our expectation and our ideals.
怎么样来面对我们的理想还有我们的期待。
From her pattern, we learn how to face grief and loss.
从妈妈的模式，我们会学到怎么样来面对我们的这种忧伤、难过的时候。
And so many other areas that make up our emotional life.
所以呢，很多方面就是所谓的我们的情绪的那种领域。
It's the part of us that guarantees whether we will be successful at love and at work.
这些呢，都会直接的、绝对的来。影响到我们以后的工作是不是成功，或者是我们的爱。
So you see how our mother parented us is so very important that today I want to discuss with you the different types of mothers' ways of parenting.
所以我们看到妈妈对孩子的影响实在是很非常的紧密，很有关系。所以呢，我今天要跟你讨论有几种类型的母亲。
First,Let us notice the one that we will call the phantom mother.
首先我们来看看有一种母亲是幻影性的，或者说若即若离的母亲。
She's there, but she's not really there emotionally.
她在你身边，可是情绪上却不是真的在你身边。
The bond and tie is not there.
你跟她的连结并没有。
She can publicly say things that hurt so deeply that it makes...You and her not being able to connect right.
有时候她会很公然的来说你、诉说你的事情，然后呢，好像让你感觉你跟她没有连结性。
She can belittle you, put you down, make fun of you.
有时候嘲笑你，在人家面前嘲笑你、轻看你。
She's the one that likes to control the issues in your life that block true connection between you and her.
很喜欢在你的人生当中控制你的一切，然后你跟他从来没有办法建立关系。
She has this perfectionist way of demanding that leaves you not your real self.
他很会来就是控制你，但是呢，让你不知道到底是真实的你是谁。
She can abandon you emotionally and sometimes even physically that makes...The fact that you cannot trust her.
在情绪还有你的身体上面呢，会受到她的伤害，好，以至于呢，你没有办法信任她。
Sometimes, actually, there are difficulties that take her out of your life for a while.
有时候呢，你会觉得好不好让她离开你的生命中啊，把这个影子挪开。
She's sort of a reactive mother, with whom the child cannot freely share.For fear of upsetting her.
那是一位没有办法让你来讲你心里面的一些难过的话的，跟他分享的这样的一个母亲。
Have you heard yourself say, well, if I told my mother that, she would never listen?
比如说呢，你就跟他说呢，如果我跟我妈讲这个，她才不会听呢。
You see, what is the problem here is that the child cannot develop an attachment to the mother.
这个问题就是孩子跟母亲之间没有建立感情。
And without that attachment, her emotional ability to become truly a relational people with others is missing.
那当他没有办法跟母亲建立感情的时候，以后他跟人的关系在这个情绪方面也没有办法来建立起来。
In a sense, you might become a phantom yourself.
然后你自己也变成像这样子一样，好像不真实的。
Now, what makes a mother like this?
什么让一个母亲是这样的母亲呢？
We have to face reality.
我们来面对事实。
We love our mother.
我们爱母亲。
Or at least we want to.
至少我们真的是希望能够爱母亲。
But we are not all perfect.
但是我们都不完美。
And some of our mothers have had real difficulties.
很多妈妈呢是有很多难处的。
And that's the reason why they act the way they do.
那就是为什么他们有这样子的一个行为。
You see, probably she lacked the connection and the nurturing she needed as a child.
比如说呢，她自己小时候，她自己就没有那种跟亲人的那种连接性。
She has no example of how to do it to you.
她根本没有人做榜样给她看，以至于她不晓得该怎么做。
Maybe she was abandoned by a mother or father, or maybe they died, or she had a hurt in the past that she was unable to get over.
在过去的经验里面，或许她失去的父母，或者是没有办法啊，或者是被父母亲伤害过，以至于她没有办法来跟你建立关系。
And because of that, she's unable to allow herself to attach deeply to anyone, not even her own child.
那这样的情况呢，不只是自己的孩子，连别人她没有办法建立感情。
Maybe she grew up emotionally empty.
或许她在成长过程当中情绪里面是空虚的。
Never feeling secure, never feeling she belonged.
从来没有安全感，也没有归属感。
Actually, she probably fears intimacy.
或许她也很害怕亲密感。
That means knowing someone and being known, and she doesn't want to get into that situation.
她很怕跟别人太亲近，被别人了解。
Maybe she went through depression, and she doesn't have the emotional energy to give.
或许因为她有那种忧郁沮丧的情况，以至于她没有那种情绪能力。
And this happens so often when there's problems in the marriage.
那这个特别发生在婚姻有问题的时候。
And she's been torn apart.
或许她本身就已经很伤心难过。
Could have been that she was ill and had many other difficulties.
有时候呢，难处困难还有生病也会带来这种情况。
So as you look at this mother who may be deep inside you resent very deeply.
这样的母亲或许里面你有一种恼恨。
You have to stop and think, can I really judge a person that I haven't walked in their shoes?
或许你可以想一想，对于她我没有很深的了解，那我真的能够这样来判断她吗？
You've never stopped to think what your mother had to go through.
你好不好停下来想一想，从来没有想过你的母亲经历了什么。
And maybe we look at ourselves and begin to see some of those things in us.
有时候呢，从妈妈也开始看到自己。
So if we can learn to understand our mother,
所以如果可以学习了解你的母亲，
there may be some areas in our life that we can understand ourselves.
这样的话，我们也可以进一步的了解自己。
Now, maybe your mother wasn't like that.
或许你母亲不是这样的母亲。
Maybe you had a fragile mother.
或许你有一个不真实的母亲。
Sort of like a little glass mother.
好像呢，是玻璃做的。
She really couldn't face very much.
她没有办法面对情况。
You know, there's mothers that everything is a great catastrophe. They overreact.
有时候一点的事情呢，他会小题大做。
That's the fragile mother.
那是一种很易碎的不真实的母亲。
Maybe she's one that withdraws.
或许她是很畏缩的人。
You see, if everything is well, she is well.
当一切情况良好的时候，她就很好。
But if problems come up, she may withdraw emotionally.
困难来的时候呢，她的情绪上就会退缩。
Now, maybe she over-identifies. In other words, your mother lives in a painful world and she looks at everything from her perspective.
或许呢，她过去经验的那种伤痛呢，所以每一次以后的事情呢，都会过分的强调。
To her, every little hill is a mountain.
小小的一个山丘会变成一座大山。
Remember saying to her, mother, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not too bad.
有时候你会说呢，那根本没事嘛，有什么那么让你觉得那么糟糕的呢？
Maybe this little fragile mother has a way of regressing. She becomes like a child herself when she faces unhappiness.
这样的一位啊，比较易破碎的母亲呢，她面对事情的时候呢，她总是会想到她童年的不快乐。
She sort of falls apart instead of being a support.
她常常容易崩溃啊，但是呢，不容易去啊帮助她。
Or maybe this fragile mother is one that sort of smothers and hovers over and tries to get into your little interworld and overprotects you.
那这样的母亲有时候也会在你的人生里面呢，处处想要保护你。
Because she doesn't want you to go through what she's gone through.
因为她不要你经过她以前经过的那种啊经验。
Another way this sort of fragile mother may come out, she may try to shame you and blame you.
有时候这种很容易破碎的这样的母亲呢，她有时候会有一种想要羞辱你的这种现象。
She may blame her child for crying. Stop crying because she realizes that she has the responsibility to ease the pain and she can't do it.
有时候看到孩子哭的时候，她会大声的跟你说不要再哭了。那她本来应该是有能力叫让你啊让你乖下来的，结果你没有啊停止哭泣的时候，她觉得是她的责任，她没有办法去面对。
Sometimes she might say, if you love me, you'll stop crying.
有时候她会说，如果你爱我的话，你不要哭了。
Maybe she's one that reacts in anger.
或许她的那种反应常常是生气的。
Very quick to punish you.
很快就会处罚你。
She'll tell you, I'll give you something to cry about.
她就会跟你说呢，你再哭我就给你看看我的脸色。
Because she can't face your problem.
因为她没有办法面对她的困难。
Or the problems around her.
或者是四周围的问题。
And she may become a very angry person because of it.
然后就变成一个很容易易怒很容易生气的人。
She's not the kind that just gets anxious over something. She goes into a panic.
她不只是面对情况时候会忧虑会焦急，她而且呢会很恐慌。
The situation makes her out of control.
所以情况一来呢，她就失控了。
She's not the kind that just becomes lonely. She clings dependently for dear life to you or to someone else.
有时候呢，他不是只有孤单而已，他会把他的整个人呢，就会依赖在你或别人的身上。
Actually, she doesn't just become irritable or angry, she gets enraged over things.
他生气的时候不是只有生气，而且呢，会对事情非常的暴怒。
She does not just become sad, she becomes deeply depressed at times.
有时候难过的时候呢，会低落到变成忧郁。
And much of it because in her young life, she too could not face problems.
只是因为她在年轻的时候呢，她没有办法面对她的问题。
Life was just too difficult.
对她太难了。
So now she overreacts.
那现在她就会过分的，就是过于的去反应。
Because she's fearful that she might have to have the answer for these things.
那因为她很担心，很怕，所以她就一定要找到答案。
And she doesn't have them.
但是他问题他是没有答案。
Can you imagine what that would do to a child?
你想一想这样的情况对孩子的影响怎么样
呢？A mother who is constantly overreacting and a mother who is constantly panicking and things.
一个母亲常常过度的反应或者是常常很恐慌的时候对孩子影响怎么样呢？
It makes very insecure children.
对孩子会产生很没有安全感。
Very difficult to know how to learn to face life.
很难知道怎么样去面对困难人生。
And our problem sometimes is that we take on some of these characteristics.
那问题是呢，我们会继承这些啊特质。
And it doesn't bring happiness to the life of those around you.
这样子的话，对你四周围的人不会给他们快乐。
When your mother looks at everything as a crisis,
当妈妈对每一个事情都看起来都像危机一样。
It keeps the family in a constant uproar.
整个家庭呢，会觉得是好像在摇晃一样。
Or when your mother just withdraws and won't talk and won't face problems, it leaves a vacuum in the family.
或许你妈妈总是很萎缩，就是啊逃避困难的话，那家里会有那种空虚的感觉。
So I believe you can understand what this would do to you and how maybe as you see it,You might be able to help yourself.
现在你可以看看是不是你有这样的情况，这样对你的影响怎么样？或许你了解了，就晓得该怎么来帮助自己。
I believe it in another broadcast, I'll be able to tell you a bit about how to help yourselves.
那另外一个部分的节目，我会告诉你怎么样来帮助我们自己。
I think many of you will actually recognize this mothering.
我相信呢，我们都会有这种经验，看到这样的母亲。
It's the controlling mother.
那这种母亲的形态就是控制型的。
At the basis of this relationship between a controlling mother and between a child is a love-hate relationship.
那这种控制型的母亲呢，会带给孩子对母亲的那种恨。
Because they are very strong.
他们很强。
You look up to them and respect them in many ways.
一方面呢，你会很尊敬他们，妈妈很强悍，非常能干，你会很尊敬他们。
But because they control every area of your relationship, there comes a hatred towards that.
但是因为他控制着你，所以呢，你就产生一种恨。
You see, we are designed to have relationships, but we are also designed to be individuals.
那人的被造里面有喜欢有跟人建立关系的一部分，但是也有那种独处独立的一部分。
Now, a controlling mother may be in control and hold you bound, but often that mother is a loving, supporting, caring, and concerned mother.
一个控制型的母亲呢，一方面她控制你，一方面呢，她也表现出她很爱你，非常照顾你，然后呢，常常很关怀你的母亲。
You may not have even been aware that her controlling has and what effect it has on your life.
或许你没有察觉到她的那种对你的控制对你的影响有多大。
Let's look at some of the ways it may affect you.
我们来看一看对你影响的方面有哪些方面。
Maybe you're a person that's afraid to say no because you fear conflict.
或许你是那个不能说不的这样的一个个性，因为你不喜欢有冲突。
It may have been that your mother wouldn't allow you to say no. And you don't say no because you know it will bring a conflict and you can't take that.
或许你的母亲从来不容许你说不，而且呢，你一说不的话就会产生冲突，你没有办法面对。
You never learn the freedoms that's in relationship.
你从来没有感受到那种人的关系里面的自由。
All you have seen is the pattern of using anger, guilt, manipulating, withdrawing love to control other people.
所有你跟母亲的关系就只有恼恨或者是罪恶感还是被控制然后有时候妈妈的爱的那种退缩。
You see, this may have been the ways that your mother controlled you.
那这是妈妈要控制你的方法。
So as you look into friendships and relationships, then these become patterns for you to follow.
以至于以后呢，对于你跟人的关系上面呢，变成一个你要学习的模式。
And you know how much you resented it when your mother did it to you.
那妈妈对你这样，你已经非常的反驳，非常的反感。
Now, if you're not careful, you'll turn around and do the same kind of things.
但是如果你不小心的话，可能以后你所反映出去的却跟你妈妈是一样的。
Now, the controlling mother may make you codependent, dependent on her.
一个控制型的母亲呢，会让你想要非常的依赖她。
Never allowing you to face your responsibilities in a situation or face your problems.
不让你去自己去面对你自己的困难或者是你的责任。
There's so much of that today.
今天有很多母亲是这样的母亲。
And then as a child goes into adulthood, they have nothing to face the problems and crises of life.
以至于当孩子长大到成人的时候呢，对他们人生的危机或者是困难的时候，他们没有办法面对。
Codependency, to be so dependent on another, really cripples a person.
过分的依赖一个人会让你是一个残缺的人生。
You may not be able to take ownership of your own life, you see.
有时候你没有办法做你自己，拥有你自己。
You're not able to take the tasks and the consequences that come.
你也没有办法面对一切的结果。
You may be very disorganized because she controlled everything.
因为呢，妈妈控制你，所以呢，你成为那个没有办法组织的人。
You cannot even identify your own talents.
你也不晓得你自己的才气、才干在哪里。
You don't really know who you are.
你不晓得你是谁。
Because you've been so controlled.
因为你被控制了。
Now, when you see this happening to you, You need to do some things.
当你发现你有这种现象的时候，你需要有一些行动。
And I want to bring this out because there are so many living in this area.
我喜欢强调是因为我看到很多人就这样子在过他们的日子。
When your mother, as you get an adult, and as you get older and almost an adult, when your mother begins to yell and disagree with you, just walk out.
当你已经长大了，成人了，母亲开始又对你要掌控或者对你呐喊的时候呢，请你就走开。
Now, you said that's rude. No, you can do it nicely.
那你不需要用一个不好的态度，你用很好的态度来走开。
Sorry, Mom, I have to go now.
比如说你说呢，对不起，我要走了。
Mother, I'll come back and we'll talk this over when we can talk it in more of a conversation.
等我回来时候，我们再来谈。
See, she wants to put you on a guilt trip.
因为她要让你觉得有愧疚感。
How many of you have ever been on that kind of a trip?
有没有？你有没有常常有这种被控制，然后让你有罪恶感的情况？
We must never be unkind to our mother.
我们一定不能对我们的母亲说话或态度不好。
We must respect because they have their due our respect.
我们应该要尊重自己的母亲。
So we must learn how to deal with it.
所以我们要学习怎么样来面对它。
It's not easy.
不容易。
We don't want to hurt our parent.
我们不喜欢伤害我们的父母亲。
Because I said this is a love and hate relationship.
因为这个是处在一种爱跟恨之间的一种关系。
And so if you know how to quietly and calmly and the best way get out until things can calm down, you're better off.
如果你懂得怎么样在那种关键点的时候呢，就走开，让自己冷静下来的话，你就学习到怎么样来面对。
Now, I didn't say you're to begin yelling and slamming the door.
我不是说你要跟他顶撞，然后甩门出去。
When your mother begins to nag you, particularly when you're married, you have your own family, and she begins to nag you because, well, maybe you didn't call her last week.
或许呢有时候你没有打电话给妈妈，人已经结婚了，然后妈妈开始唠叨，开始来念你。
Excuse yourself and tell her I'll talk with you later and hang up the phone.
你可以说呢，我待会儿再跟你谈，然后先把它挂掉。
Again, kindly.
一样的，要非常的温和。
Little by little, you're breaking yourself away from this pattern.
这样的话，你就慢慢的把你自己能够抽离那种母亲控制的形态。
You must let her know that with your children, you want to work with them the way you want to work with them and not have her control them.
你要让自己的母亲知道我自己的孩子我有我自己教养的形态而不要让母亲来控制你跟你的孩子。
You want to try to teach her to listen instead of always talking so that you can tell her how you think.
你也要引导你妈妈让她知道说要有时候要听你讲话不要只是要人家听她讲话。
Now, this is only three types that I've given you today.
今天我给你三种形态的母亲。
But they have a profound effect on a child.
那这些呢，都会很影响到我们孩子的生命。
Remember, we're not all perfect, and there is a reason why a person acts the way they do.
记得我们都不是完全完美的，而且呢，每一个人的行为都有他以前的原因。
But you need wisdom from God.
你需要从神来的智慧。
You need a desire to change.
你要有那种要改善的意愿。
You don't want to be a controlling person yourself.
你自己也不要成为那个控制人的人。
Or you don't want to be controlled all of your life.
你也不要人家来控制你所有以后的生命。
Then you must break this pattern little by little between you and your mother.
那你本身一定要破解这样的形态，然后呢，开始慢慢的成为你自己。
But you must try to show your motherhow true relationship is made.
然后也让你的妈妈知道真正的关系是怎么建立的。
Through understanding.
能够彼此理解。
That each might have their own thoughts and their own ways of doing things.
我们个人都有个人不同的想法还有我们的行为。
But that they can still love one another.
虽然不同还是可以彼此相爱。
I trust as you think over these things, know your mother that you can be a blessing to her.
我们好好的思想，然后了解自己的母亲，成为我们以后的祝福。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担， 请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。